看提摩太前书。
So we turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们从第八节念起，念到第十节。
Let's read from verse 8 to 10.
提摩太前书第四章第八节。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8.
操练身体，一处寒爽，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，应有精神和来世的应许。
This is good faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力，真是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。我们请再看希伯来书。
So we also turn to the book of Hebrews.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
十三节和十四节
，verses 13 and 14。
凡智能去哪的，都不熟练灵力的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的，才能是干粮。他们的心窍是练着通达，就能分辨好歹了。请我们有一点的祷告。
Let's pray again.
就当我们聚集在你面前的时候
，Lord, when we gather before you,
我们的心实在满了感谢赞美。
Our heart is filled with praise and worship.
在这样的一个时代，你竟然给我们。这样安静的时候可以亲近你。
Lord, in this age, you still give us an opportunity to wait before you and to draw close to you.
我们相信你有话要对我们说。
We believe you have words to speak to us.
我们把我们的心向着你打开。
We want to open our hearts to you.
求你的话落在我们的心田上。
Lord, may your words be sown in the good soil of our hearts.
能即时不备把荣耀归给你。
And we'll bear fruit 100 times to glorify you.
奉主的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
感谢主给我们有机会可以一同在主面前聚集。
We want to thank the Lord that we have this opportunity to gather before Him.
我没有意思要对弟兄姊妹讲什么道。
I don't have the urge to tell you some doctrines.
我只愿意与弟兄姊妹心与心有一点交通。
I just want to have some fellowship from my heart to your hearts.
我这一次在主面前里面有一个感觉。
This time before the Lord, I have this feeling.
我愿与弟兄姊妹谈谈关乎苏联操练的事情。
I just want to share a little bit about spiritual exercise with brothers and sisters.
保罗告诉我们说，操练身体一处很少。
Paul says here, for bodily exercise profits a little.
我们需要操练我们的身体。
We need to exercise our body.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man do not live by food alone.
如果你有食物而没有操练的话
，If you have food,
没有健康的身体。
If you have food but no exercise, you will not have a healthy body.
我们
The Lord has given us this body, which is His temple. He paid a heavy price to redeem us. We need to glorify God in our body. I feel that there is a misconception among brothers and sisters.
以为说要属灵的话,
if we want to be spiritual, we don't have to care about our body, physical body.
一方面来说,
in one hand, it is correct.
你为主主的缘故,
for the Lord's sake, you want to pay a price.
但是在平常的时候,
but in our normal life,
神的旨意要我们好好的当心我们的身体。
It is the will of God that we care for our body.
因为我们的身体是神的殿。
Because our body is a temple of God.
我们不能随便的去糟蹋它。
We cannot just careless about the body.
我们只能把这个身体献给主，用在主的身上。
We need to offer our physical body so that we can work for the Lord.
所以我深深的感觉，在神儿女的中间，我们不能忽略我们的身体。
I deeply felt that we cannot neglect our physical body.
我们不但要吃得正常,
we need to eat normally.
我们不但需要有正常的休息,
we need normal rest.
我们也需要天天操练我们这个身体。
And we need to exercise our physical body.
叫我们这个身体能被神使用。
So that our physical body can be used by the Lord.
所以我特别觉得年轻的弟兄姊妹,
I especially felt that young people,
你们需要好好的操练你们的身体。
You need to do good exercise to exercise your body.
虽然操练身体一处还少,
even though bodily exercise profits a little,
为什么说它一处少呢?
Why it says profits a little?
因为我们操练我们的身体,它的一处就限于我们的精神。
Because when we exercise our body, it can only profit this life.
但是虽然 是限于这个金丝啊, 但是呢, 为着主的缘故也是宝贵的。
Even though it only profits our physical body in this life, but it's still useful.
但是我今天不是劝弟兄姊妹, 光是来注意操练我们的身体。
But today, I'm not just encouraging you just to exercise our physical body.
我们看见, 尤其在近代的时候,
Especially in today,
世界上的人好像对操练身体的事情非常的注意。
People of the world pay a lot of attention to their physical health.
几乎把这个变作他人生的一个意义。
Almost turn it into the meaning of life.
但是在我们信主的人身上,
but to people who believe in the Lord,
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise Him and thank Him.
因为除了人活着有一个身体之外,
not only do we have our physical body,
我们感谢主,他给我们一个属灵的生命。
He also given us a spiritual life.
因为我们有属灵的生命,
because we have this spiritual life,
所以保罗告诉我们说, 操练敬虔啊, 凡事都有益处。
And that is why Paul says, exercise godliness is profitable for all things.
中文翻译得非常的雅致。
The Chinese is very classical.
他说操练敬虔,
it exercise godliness, right?
Piety.
Right, exercise piety.
敬畏,
Fearful of God and be solemn before the Lord.
这个实在是一个很雅致的这个字句。
This is a very classical term.
但是呢, 你如果想到金钱的时候,
but if you think of priority,
很可能你的感觉是特别注意到你的态度的问题。
So often we only pay attention to the external attitude.
好多年前我在菲律宾,
many years ago, I was in Philippines.
有一次我到达加大去,
I went to this place called Dakada.
我看见有一个这个修道院在那里。
There is this monastery there.
也看见有一个这个天主堂在那里。
什么堂?
天主,
a Catholic church there too.
我就进去参观参观。
So I went in and have a tour there.
当我从大门进去的时候,
when I went through the main door,
我往讲台上面一看啊,
and I can see the pulpit.
我看见在讲台前面的altar上面,
right before the altar there,
有几个白的像在那里。
There are several white statues there.
跪在那里。
They were kneeling there.
当我稍微走近一看的时候,
when I went closer,
原来啊, 是几个修女啊,
but rather, there were a few nuns there. Yeah, nuns there, yeah.
他们跪在那里啊,
they knelt down there,
一动都不动,
not a movement.
哎呀, 我第一个思想就说,
so my first thought is,
金钱啊,
they are very godly, very
但是, quiety. 我想,
but I thought,
外面是如此,
yes, they were very solemn on the outside,
里面究竟如何?
But how were the conditions inside?
神是不是叫做敬拜?
Is the Lord receiving his worship?
因为神是灵,
God is spirit.
我们要敬拜他, 要用灵和诚来敬拜他。
We need to worship him with spirit and in truth.
光是身体表示不够的,
only the physical appearance is not enough.
就是用美丽的音乐和思想言语也是达不到神的。
Even with beautiful music, words, and it's not worship.
我们必须要用我们的灵来侍奉神。
We need to serve him with our spirit.
因为我们的神是灵。
Because our God is spirit.
他所寻求的是用心灵和诚实的敬拜。
What he is seeking is worship with spirit and truth.
所以我觉得按照圣经的原文,
according to the original script,
如果要把它翻成中文的话,
if you want to translate it into Chinese properly,
更确实的就是要操练向神。
So it, the more appropriate translation is to exercise godliness.
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 向神,
like God.
那么这个向神呢, 当然不会是指着外面的形式和态度。
To be like God is not just external appearance, like him in appearance.
因为神没有像。
Because God doesn't have an appearance.
向神就执着有他的性格。
To be like God is to have his nature.
这个乃是真正的敬虔。
This is the real godliness.
不是外面的态度。
It's not the external appearance.
当然成语中就言语坏。
Of course, if you have what's inside, it will express on the outside.
但是外面是次要的。
But what you appear on the outside is secondary. Most important is what's inside of you. Deep in your heart, you are really worshipping God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
保罗告诉我们说,
Paul tells us here,
你操练身体一处还少,
bodily exercise profits a little.
你要操练,
you need to exercise.
为着主的缘故,
for the Lord, you have to exercise.
但是这个一处还少,
but this exercise, the profit is little.
我们信主的人要操练向神。
But for the believers of the Lord, we need to exercise godliness.
是不是圣经也告诉我们说,
The Bible also tells us,
神在创世之前就立了一个旨意,
Before the creation of the world, God has this will.
他就在基督的里面拣选了我们,
He has chosen us in Christ.
他要我们这些梦他拣选的人磨成他儿子的形象。
He wills that those belong to him will have the image of his son.
换一句话说,
In other words,
他要他所救赎的人都有基督的性格组织在他们里面。
All those that he has saved, he wants to constitute his character in them.
这个是神对人所定规的。
And this is the highest will determined by the Lord on His people.
他不但要拯救我们脱离罪恶,
Not only that He redeem us, deliver us from sins,
凡是他所称义的,
For those who deem them righteous, He also give them glory.
荣耀就是向神,
Glory is to be like God. Because God is glory. If we have the character of God constituted in us, then we have His glory. And this is the will determined by the Lord on every one of His child. Let us not be satisfied just because our sins are forgiven and that we have His righteousness. You can be satisfied.
但是神不满足,
but God is not. Today we receive this grace is not for ourselves. We receive His grace for Him. So that His will can be accomplished on us. That He will be satisfied.
什么能满足神呢?
What can satisfy God?
就是我们这般能蒙恩到一个地步, 有基督的形象在我们身上,
that we receive grace to such an extent that the image of the Lord can be revealed in us.
这是神对于我们每一个蒙恩的人所定规的旨意。
And this is the will of the Lord on every one of His child.
那如果是这样的话,
if it's so,
你就看见说你光光的就有生命不够。
Then you will see that because you are saved and you have His life, and that's not enough.
感谢上帝主,
we praise and thank Him.
主的宝血洗净我们一切的罪,
the blood of the Lord has washed away all our sins.
感谢上帝主,
we praise and thank Him.
他把他自己的生命赐给了我们,
He has given us His life.
叫我们有一个属灵的生命,
that we have a spiritual life.
但是这个生命,
this life needs to grow.
And
this life needs to grow into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can this life grow into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ? It needs to be exercised.
所以保罗说要操练向神。
That's why Paul said we need to exercise godliness. If we do not exercise, even though we have the life of God in us, but we cannot manifest the glory of God. We can only express our old life.
我们能羞辱神,
we will cause shame to our Lord and we cannot glorify Him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
为什么今天神的儿女好像都像婴孩一样?
Why are the children of God like babies?
当然我们需要经过婴孩的阶段。
Yes, we need to go through the stage of being a baby.
每一个人都喜欢婴孩。
Everyone loves babies.
天真烂漫。
And they are cute.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
一个做婴孩的人,
a baby,
虽然有了生命,
even though he has life,
就做世界来讲,
but to the world,
他的生命是什么种的生命?
And what kind of life is that?
从亚当生的就是亚当,
from Adam is Adam.
他的生命是老旧的生命。
His life is the old man's life.
表面上很可爱,
on the outside, it's very cute.
实际上很自私,
but truly speaking, it's very selfish.
他半夜饿了要吃就哭,
when he's hungry, even though it's middle of the night, he's still quiet.
他不管你要不要睡觉,
he doesn't care whether you want to sleep or not.
全世界都是只有他,
in the whole world, there's only him.
你都要伺候他,
you have to serve him.
你如果晚了一点, 他就发脾气,
and when you are slow, he will have a temper.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个是世界上,
this is the world.
那我们信了主之后,
but after we believe in the Lord,
我们已经有了主的生命,
we have the life of the Lord.
但是这个生命在我们里面像婴孩一样,
but this life is just like a baby.
我们这个老旧的生命呢，还在我们里面掌管我们。
Our old life is still controlling us.
最需要这个生命长大，胜过了这个老旧的生命。
So we need this spiritual life to grow to overcome this old life.
叫我们能显出基督，而不是显出亚当。
So that we can manifest Christ and not Adam.
那么这个秘诀在哪里呢？
And where is the secret?
操练,
exercise.
That's
why you have read Hebrew chapter 5.
他说,一个婴孩啊,只能吃奶,
a baby can only drink milk.
为什么吃奶呢?
Why only milk?
奶是什么呢?
What is milk?
奶是消化过的食物。
It is food after being digested.
你自己不会消化。
You cannot digest yourself.
你母亲替你消化了。
Your mother has digested the food.
然后就把消化过的东西给了你了。
And then she can keep you what is after digestion.
叫你能生存。
So that you can live.
但是你如果长大成人的话,
but when you are a grown man,
你的这个 senses, 你的里面的这个机能啊, 都已经发达了。
And your senses has developed.
并且你在那里操练了。
And you are exercising.
变成习惯了,
and you are used to it.
你能分辨好歹了,
and you can tell right and from wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们缺少属灵的操练,
if we are lacking in spiritual exercise,
我们就永远不会长大,
and will never be grown up.
我们需要 有属灵的操练,
we need spiritual exercise.
这样我们属灵的生命就可以长大,
and then we can grow up spiritually.
你知道吗?
And do you know?
光听到虽然好,
listen to messages even though it's good,
如果你没有属灵的操练呢, 等于零,
but if you do not have spiritual exercise, it is just like zero.
甚至于你读圣经,
even when you're reading the Bible,
我们需要天天读圣经,
we need to read the Bible every day.
但是你如果读圣经不操练你的灵的话, 等于灵,
if you only read the Bible and not exercise your spirit, it's still nothing.
所有所谓的 means of grace, 就是这个恩典的方法,
all these means of grace,
都是好的,
they are good.
但是如果我们不操练我们的灵,都没有用处。
But if we do not exercise our spirit, it is worth nothing.
这个是今天神儿女不长大的情形。
And this is the condition of the children of God not growing up.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我里面有个深深的感觉,
I have a deep feeling inside me.
今天神的儿女, 属灵的生量不长大,
today, the children of God do not grow in their spiritual life.
就是因为在他日常的生活中没有操练向神。
It is because they do not exercise godliness in their daily life.
我们对于操练身体很清楚。
And we understand very well about physical exercise.
因为这个身体我们看得见。Because
we can see this body.
但是我们要操练这个灵的怎么操练呢?
But when we talk about exercise our spirit, how do we do it?
我们看不见。We
cannot see it.
那么在这里，我对不起，要当弟兄姊妹都像婴孩一样。Now
let me try to treat you like babies. You have to excuse me.
这些都是最基本的东西。These
are very elementary things.
我相信你们都听见过了。I'm
sure you have heard them before.
但是我的问题就是说，你听是听见过了，你有没有操练过？
But the problem is, you have heard them, but have you actually exercised them?
你知道我们这个人, 神造我们真是奇妙。
You know that our body, God created us in a very amazing way.
你记得做诗的人在诗篇139篇第十节里头说, 我赞美你,感谢你, 因为你造我是又可怕又
In Psalm 139, verse 10, it says, When I amazed at your creation, you have created me in a very awesome and yet amazing way.
Fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah, fearfully and wonderfully. Yeah.
这个awesome 比fearful还要好。
Awesome is even better than, wonderful.
我们这个身体啊, 如果你真是念旧它的话,
If you really study our body,
叫你真是觉得 awesome,
you are really awesome by the creation.
哇, 怎么会有这样的一个身体?
How can we have such a body?
神创造我们那是最荣耀的东西啊。
When God created us, it's a very glorious creation.
所以这个身体我们都好好地保重它了。
And therefore, we need to take care of this body.
叫神乃在我们身上能得着荣耀。
And that God can be glorified in our body.
在哥林多前书不是这样告诉我们吗?
In 1 Corinthians, isn't it says that?
你的身体是神的殿。
Your body is the temple of God.
要在你的身子上荣耀神。
You need to glorify God in your body.
我们人有一个身体,
man has this body.
你知道在创世纪第二章第七节告诉我们,
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 it tells us,
神造人的时候是用泥土来造这个身体。
When God created man, God created man with the dust of the earth.
你想想看, 这个身体是泥土耶。
Can you think about it? You know, our body really is just dust.
不值钱啊,
not worth anything.
但是神能把它造成一个身体啊, 是那么的荣耀啊。
But God can create such a glorious body.
神就吹一口气啊, 在这个泥土的人形的鼻孔里。
And God breathed his breath into the nostril of this creation.
从神自己里面出来的气,
it's a breath from inside of God.
这个气一吹到这个泥土的人形啊,
when this breath from God is breathed into this created being,
圣经怎么说?
I mean, what did the Bible say?
圣经说人就成了有灵的活人。
And this person become a living soul.
英文里头啊, 就翻成 a living soul, 一个活的魂。
In the English translation, it says it turns into a living soul.
因为神的气啊, 这个泥土的身体碰到的时候就起了作用了。
When the breath from God encountered this physical being which was created with dust,
就产生了第三个东西。
And it resulted in this third element.
Yeah. 这个就是魂。
And this is the soul.
那么神吹在人鼻孔里的气是什么呢？
And what is that breath that God breathed into this person?
神吹在人鼻孔里的气就是人的灵。
And that breath from God that went into this being, and that becomes the spirit of man.
所以你看见我们这个人啊，有三部分。
And that's why you can see that we have three parts to our body.
外面是身体。
On the outside, we have this physical body.
中间是魂。
In the middle, there is a soul.
在最里面是灵。
And in the uttermost inside is the spirit of man.
圣经不是这样告诉我们吗？
Isn't the Bible tells us so?
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians 5:23.
那平安的神他叫我们全然成圣，灵与魂与身体。
May the grace of God sanctify our whole being, our spirit, our soul, and our body.
我们的全人包括灵、魂、身体。
Our whole person includes our spirit, our soul, and our body.
他不但创造，他要保守我们，直到主来的时候。
Not only he created us, he will keep us until the Lord coming back.
因为他是信实的神。
Because he is a faithful God.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们这个身体啊，
our body
是叫我们感觉到这个世界我们的环境。
This physical body allows us to be conscious of the environment around us.
凭着什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为我们的身体有五种的功用。
Because our physical body has five senses.
功用。
Five functions.
我的眼睛啊能看。
My eye can see.
我的耳朵能听。
My ears can hear.
我的鼻子能闻。
My nose can smell.
我的嘴能尝。
My mouth can taste.
我的手能摸。
And my hand can touch.
那么记住这五感呢，我们就记住了我们外面的这个世界。
With these five functions, we can interact with our external environment.
那所以我们说，身体是叫我们知道这个世界。
So our physical body allows us to be conscious of the world around us.
你怎么知道这个世界呢？
How do you know there is a world around you?
你怎么知道这个世界上有颜色呢？
How do you know that the world has color?
因为你有眼睛能看得见啊。
Because your eyes can see them.
你怎么知道这个世界有声音呢？
Why do you know that the world has noise?
你耳朵听见啊。
Because your ears can hear them.
有味道啊，你闻到了。
They smell because you can smell them.
能吃甜水苦辣，你尝到了。
And you can taste the taste.
形状你摸到了。
And you can feel the shape.
所以我们清楚这个身体啊，能与世界接触。
That's why with this physical body, we can be in contact with the physical world.
什么叫做死啊？
What does it mean by death?
死就是说， so, 你与这个正常的环境啊，断绝了交通。
Death means that you have terminated your fellowship or your communication with this normal environment.
当我们的身体啊，也不能听见，不能看见，也不能闻到，也不能尝到，也不能摸到，我们说死了。
So if your physical body cannot see, cannot hear, can you smell, can you taste, cannot touch, then you said, oh, this body is dead.
那么魂呢？
What about our spirit, our soul?
魂就是代表我们这个人的自己。
This soul represents ourself.
我们怎么知道我有我这个人呢?
How do you know that you exist?
怎么知道我与你不同呢?
How do I know that I'm different from you?
看不见。
I can't see it.
魂看不见。
The soul cannot see.
因为它在身体里头嘛。
Because it's inside of us, the body.
那我怎么知道有魂呢?
How do I know that I have a soul?
我是凭着它的功用。
But I can rely on his function.
我这个魂里面呢, 也有三个功用。
Our soul also have three functions.
有感觉,
feeling,
有思想, mind,
there's a mind,
有主意, will,
there's a will.
我今天呢, 做的是这样,
I think I feel that it is this way.
我的感觉与你的感觉不同的,
my feeling is different than yours.
我有我的思想,
I have my mind.
你有你的想法,
you have your own mind and thinking.
我有我的决定,
I have my will.
你有你的决定,
you have your will.
所以记住这个叫我们认识我这个人。
So through this, we know ourselves.
所以我们说魂是叫我们有己的 consciousness 感觉。
So we say that our soul allows us to have this self-consciousness.
希腊的哲学家也讲的，他说：“我知道有我，因为我想。”
The Greek philosophy tells us that you know I exist because I think.
这是叫我们知道自己。
And that allows us to be conscious of ourselves.
所以虽然我们看不见这个魂呢,
even though we cannot see this soul,
因为它不是物质的。
Because this not that it has no doesn't exist.
不是这个 material, 不是 matter.
Because it's not that it's not material.
所以我们看不见它.
Even though we cannot see it,
但是我们知道有它.
We know that it exists.
灵也是一样.
It's the same with the spirit.
灵是在魂里面.
The spirit is inside of the soul.
好像骨髓啊。 在骨头里面一样,
just like the marrow is inside of the bone.
所以看不见了,
it cannot be seen.
那么我怎么知道我有灵呢?
How do I know I have a spirit?
也是凭着它的功用,
it is because of its function.
因为灵也有三个功用,
the spirit has also three functions.
主要的功用,
three main functions.
第一,
firstly,
良心,
our conscience.
我们人呢, 都有良心,
man has a conscience.
第二,
secondly,
直觉, intuition.
Secondly, intuition.
第三,
thirdly,
敬拜, worship.
Worship.
我们人里面, 这个灵里头有这三个功用。
Our spirit has these three functions.
我们的良心啊, 在我们里面会对我们说话。
Our conscience can speak to us.
我们的知觉叫我们知道宇宙中有神。
Our intuition allows us to know that there is a God in this universe.
所以等到人碰到危难的时候就喊天了。
When men encounter difficulty or danger, they can call out to heaven.
就是他这个灵里头有个知觉在哪里。
That's why the spirit has this intuition.
那么, 你又看见说人都有一个敬拜的一个心,
and you can also see that man has this worship function.
这是人的特点,
and this is this unusually about man.
不管你是那么野蛮的开花的,
whether you are barbarians or civilized,
都有一个敬拜的心在哪里,
you have a heart of worship in you.
这个表明我们有一个灵.
That proves that we have a spirit.
所以灵是叫我们感觉神。
The spirit allows us to be conscious of God.
在神的安排里面,
in the order of God,
灵是最高的。
The spirit is the highest.
因为记住人的灵与神的灵交通。
Because through the spirit of man, we can have fellowship with God.
明白神的旨意。
And we can understand his will.
然后呢，把那个意思告诉我们的魂，
and allow us to tell the soul of the will of God,
叫我们能欢喜接受，
that we can gladly receive it.
然后 And
our soul will give order to our physical body so that we can act it out.
So therefore,
this parable. The spirit is like the master.
And
the soul is like the steward of the house.
Yeah.
And the body is like a servant.
这是谁创造人的时候的定规?
And this is the order when God created man.
但是很可惜,
but sadly,
到人犯罪的时候,
when man sinned against God,
亚当、夏娃, 我们的祖先, 他们犯了罪,
when Adam and Eve sinned,
你记得创世纪告诉我们说,
and in the book of Genesis, it tells us,
神说,园子里所有的树, 你都可以吃。
And the Lord said, all the fruit in the garden can be eaten.
因为这些各种各样的果树啊, 都可以做我们身体的供应。
All these fruit trees can be a supply to our life.
那么在园子的中间呢, 有一棵生命树。
In the middle of the garden, there is a tree of life.
这个生命树啊, 就是神的生命, 寄托在里头。
And this tree of life consists of the life of God.
但是神在生命树的旁边呢, 也种了一棵树, 叫知识善恶树。
But God has planted another tree next to the tree of life, and this is a tree of good and evil.
神就对亚当讲,
and God said to Adam,
园子中所有的树木, 你都可以吃。
All the fruit of the tree of this garden can be eaten.
但是你不能吃那一个分别善恶树的果实。
But you cannot eat of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的日子, 你必定要死。
The day you eat of it, you will surely die.
亚当、夏娃, 吃了那个果子。
But Adam and Eve ate of that fruit.
死了没有?
Did they die?
神说你吃的那个日子你就死掉。
God said, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
亚当活到差不多1000岁。
Adam lived till almost 1000 years.
生儿养女,
and he has children.
活得很,
and he lived a long time.
最后身体也死了。
At the end, his physical body died.
那么神说你吃的日子你就死。
But when God said, the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那么什么死?
And what died on that day?
他的灵死了。
His spirit died.
换一句话说,
in other words,
他违背了神的命令, 犯了罪, 他与神的关系断绝。
When he sinned, when he rebelled against the commandment of God, his spirit died. His communication with God terminated.
灵还有,
yeah, his spirit is still there.
但是个灵失去了他正道的功用。
But the spirit lost its function.
所以你就看见一个不信主的人。
So you can see a person who doesn't believe in the Lord.
圣经说他就是一个肉体。
The Bible said he's a natural man.
你记得创世纪第六章里头讲了吗?
In chapter 6 of Genesis, it tells us,
人已经成了这个肉体了。Man
became flesh.
就是魂与体。
Only with the soul and the body.
他活在魂和体里面。
He can only live in his soul and in his body.
他的灵向着正当的环境就是神已经死掉。
His spirit, his function towards, his proper function toward God has been terminated.
我们怎么知道还在呢?
How do we know that the spirit was still there?
你与神交通断绝了, 与鬼交通还是通的。
Your communication with God is terminated, but your communication with the devil is still there.
所以表明还在。
So it's a proof that it's still there.
同时感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然脱离关系了,
even though our relationship is terminated,
影像还在那里,
the influence is still there.
所以你看见亚当犯了罪啊, 他却发现自己赤身露体了。
Therefore, you realize that when Adam and Eve sinned, they immediately realize they are naked.
荣耀没有了,
glory is gone.
他听见神的声音就躲起来了。
When they hear the noise of God, they hide themselves.
这是良心的作用啊。
This is the function of the conscience.
所以表明说, 这个影像还在那里。
Therefore, the influence is still there.
所以人碰到危险的时候啊, 欢天就是一个影像在里头。
Therefore, when men encounter danger, they cry out to heaven, and that is the influence of the conscience.
但是严格说来死掉了。
But strictly speaking, it's dead.
所以在不信的人呢,
to the non-believers,
他只有肉体, 魂与体,
they only have the soul and the body. They don't have the spirit.
但是感谢上帝主,
but we thank and praise God.
当我们信主的时候,
when we believe in the Lord,
约翰福音第三章第六节不是说吗?
John 3:16, isn't it says,
从灵生的就是灵。
What is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. From what is born of the Holy Spirit is this new Spirit. The Holy Spirit revived this spirit of man.
并且用宝血把天亮的亏欠洗掉。
And by the blood of the Lord, cover up the wash away the sin and the iniquity of man.
同时圣灵就进来住在我们的灵里面。
At the same time, the Holy Spirit came in and dwelt in our spirit.
所以圣经说，圣灵与我们的灵一同证明我们是神的儿女，呼叫阿爸父。
That's why the Bible says the Holy Spirit and our spirit allow us testify and allow us to call up to God as our Abba Father.
So 感谢上帝主,
we thank praise God.
我们今天信主的人, 我们有一个属灵的生命。
All of us that believe the Lord, we have this life of God.
并且这个属灵的生命是需要长大。
And this spiritual life needs to grow.
叫神的旨意能得以完成,
and the will of God can be accomplished.
你看这个不是, 就是基督徒吗?
Isn't that what we call a Christian?
如果你不是这样的话, 那你有没有过基督徒的生活呢?
If you are not like that, do you really live the life of a Christian?
一个正常基督徒的生活, 就是活在灵里面。
A normal Christian living is to live in the Spirit.
那如果你天天活在灵里面的话, 你就长大了。
If you live in the Spirit every day, then you will grow.
那么你这个灵就需要操练了。
Then your spirit need to exercise.
你如果天天操练的话, 那自然而然你这个属灵的身量就增长。
And if you exercise your spirit, then your spiritual stature will increase.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我想啊,
I think,
就着我们基督徒的生活来讲, 没有比这个是更基本的。
According to the spiritual Christian living, this is the most basic.
这是ABC了。
It's like ABC.
如果我们连这个都不知道,
and if we do not even know this,
如果我们不注意这一个,
and if we do not pay attention to this,
如果我们不去操练这一个,
and if we do not exercise this,
我们没有属灵的生活可以讲,
and we will not have this spiritual living to talk about.
我们都是活在外面,
we only live on the outside.
我们没有真正的活在神面前,
and we do not truly live before God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我觉得 操练灵是我们基督徒正常的生活。Therefore,
I believe that to exercise our spirit is our normal Christian life.
所以问题就是说,
so the question is this,
你有没有操练?
Do you exercise your spirit?
这是我们每一个人需要在神面前答应。
That's something that we have to answer for before the Lord, every one of us.
从我信主到今天,
from the day I believed the Lord until today,
我有没有操练?
Have I exercised my spirit?
什么叫做操练呢?
What does it mean by exercise?
你知道从前啊,
in the past,
在保罗的时代啊,
in the days of Paul,
那个时候的文化是希腊的文化,
the civilization there is more or less like a Greek civilization.
虽然政治上是罗马的,
even though politically the power is in Rome.
那希腊人啊, 他们非常注意他们的身体。
The Greek people are very conscious of their body, physical body.
他们是要达到一个健美的身体。
And they want to reach a perfect stature.
这是希腊人很注意的东西。
And this is something that the Greeks are very conscious about.
所以他们就有许多的健身房, 就是我们今天的gymnasium。
Therefore, they have a lot of gymnasiums around them.
他们啊, 就到这个健身房里头去操练他们的身体。
They went to this gymnasium to exercise their bodies.
但是怎么操练呢?
How do they do it?
你不能在那里乱七八糟的随便做。
You cannot just do it whatever way you want.
有指导的人。
And there are people who knows about it.
Instructor.
They are instructors.
他就读你的身体。
And they will try to train up your body.
他看你的身体哪一部分不健全。
And they can see which part of your body need real work.
哪一部分是需要操练。
And which part need exercise.
然后他就叫你做某种的操练。
And then they can tell you that you should do this first type of exercise.
那么在这个指导员底下, 你就在那里规规矩矩的就去操练。So
under this instructor, you will follow his instructions and exercise.
直等到你有一个健美的身体。Until
you have a perfect body.
所以弟兄姊妹, 操练, 苏灵的操练也是这样。
So, brothers and sisters, it's the same with our spiritual exercise.
苏灵的操练不是我们乱七八糟随便去操啊。
Spiritual exercise is not disorderly.
如果你这样做反而有害啊，而没有益处啊。
But if you only do it disorderly, it will only cause you harm rather than benefit.
我们需要在指导之下。
We need instructions.
那谁是我们的指导呢?
Who is our instructor?
人?
Are the men?
不是。
No.
我常常说,
I always say,
人的灵魂在神的眼前, 是那样的宝贵，他从来没有把任何的人交给另外一个人。Our
spirit is so precious to the Lord, He has never give a spirit to someone else.
他自己起来负责。He
himself take the responsibility.
所以弟兄姊妹，不但他自己来拯救我们。So
brothers and sisters, not only He himself come and save us,
他自己负责保守我们一直到底。
And he himself take care of us until the end.
他天天时时刻刻不断不停止地在那里指导。
So every day and every hour, continuously he instructs us.
他知道我们远超过我们自己知道自己。
He knows us better than we know ourselves.
我们以为我们认识自己。
We thought that we know ourselves.
我们如果照着我们自己的认识去做的话,
if we do it according to our knowledge of ourselves,
我们就把我们的灵神坏了。
And we will only cause harm to our spirit.
神要我们把我们放在圣灵的手。
God wants us to submit ourselves in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵今天住在我们每一个人的里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in each and every one of us.
他与基督在父神的右面是联合为一。
And He is one with Christ and the Father in heaven.
我们的主是我们的大祭司。
Our Lord is our High Priest.
他今天在父神的右边不停止地为我们祷告。
He is praying for us before the Father every day. And he's praying for us there. And the Holy Spirit in us, we respond to it.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们每一个里面有一个恩膏在那里。
And that's why the Bible says we all have this anointment inside of us.
这个恩膏啊，要教训我们。
And this anointing will teach us.
不单在大事上，连小事上都要教导我。Not
only in large matters, also in small matters, teaching us.
他不是照自己的意思。
He's not doing it according to his own will.
他照着主的旨意。
But he is doing it according to the will of the Lord. 来教训我们。To teach us.
人也不停地教导我们。
Day and night, he's teaching us. When we need to learn to submit to the teaching of the anointing.
如果我们顺服恩膏的教训，就常常住在主里面。
If we submit to the teaching of the anointing, and we abide in the Lord.
这是约翰书二章二十七节。
That's in John chapter 2. 2 verse 37. So, brothers and sisters, we praise and thank God.
他不但用他的宝血来买赎了我们,
not only did he save us with his blood,
把他的生命赐给我们,
he has given us his life.
他也把圣灵赐给我们,
and he also given us his Holy Spirit.
在我们里面昼夜不息地 在那里教导我们怎样操练,
and teaching us day and night how we need to exercise our spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒生活的一个秘诀。
Therefore, brother and sister, this is the secret of a Christian living.
如果我们不懂得怎样来听圣灵的声音,
if we do not know how to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, we will have no way of living a life of a Christian. So this is the first thing. So everyone who believes the Lord, why do we say that after you believe in the Lord, you need to offer yourself up?
罗马书12章第1节说,
Romans 12 verse 1 says,
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们,
therefore, beloved brothers and sisters, I beseech you,
将身体献上当作活祭,
offer your body up as a living sacrifice,
是圣洁的,
it is holy,
是神所喜悦的,
and it's pleasing to God.
你们如此敬拜和侍奉是理所当然。
And this is a reasonable worship and service.
圣灵在我们里面,
the Holy Spirit is in us.
他在那里要教导我们怎样操练我们的灵。
It will teach us how to exercise our spirit.
但是他需要我们的合作。
But in this our cooperation,
为着要得着我们的合作,
because he wants us to, he wants to obtain our cooperation.
他要我们把自己放在他手里,
we need to submit ourselves into his hands.
这个就是奉献嘛,
and this is offering.
奉献不是为主做工啊,
offering is not just, it's not working for God.
奉献是让神在你身上做工,
if offering is to allow God to work in you.
因为神尊重你,
God respects you.
他
he will never do something that you are not willing. He wants you to willingly submit to him. To offer yourself up is to submit yourself into his hand. Just like a Greek child, he goes into the gymnasium, and he will submit himself in the hands of the instructor.
就照着这个指导, 告诉他要做什么, 不做什么, 来做。
And he will follow and do whatever the instructor instructed him to do. It is the same with us today.
弟兄姊妹, 你放心不放心,
Brothers, are you willing to offer yourself into the hands of the Lord?
你不放心吗?
Do you have any care about this?
你怕他叫错了吗?
Are you afraid that he will make a mistake?
你想他要害你吗?
You think he will hurt you?
没有这件事。
No, it will never be like that.
没有人爱你, 像他爱一样。
No one loves you like how the Lord loves you.
他甚至于把他的生命宝血都为你舍去。
And he is willing to give up his body, his life, and his blood.
所以我们每一个基督徒 必须把自己完全投在主的里面。
So every Christian should submit ourselves completely into the Lord. Nothing being held up.
完全顺服。
Complete submission.
这样他在我们里面能做更快的工作。
And then he can do more quicker work in us.
许多弟兄姊妹, 属灵不长进, 因为我们常常在那里反抗。
Many brothers and sisters, they do not grow in the spirit because they rebel against God.
我们把主的手捆绑起来,
we tie up the hands of the Lord.
我们就不争气,
and then we do not, we are not willing.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, and this is the reason why we need to offer ourselves up. And the preciousness of offering is
here.
Not that when you offer up, you can do something. Because you offer up yourself, and God can work now. How can we measure how much God can do? And this is the first thing.
那你操练的时候啊,
when we exercise,
这是日常的事情,
and this is a daily thing.
你不能说我今天操练,隔一个礼拜再来操练。
You cannot say that I will exercise today and then in another week I will come back and exercise again.
你得天天操练,
you need to exercise daily.
所以圣经里头有许多的话,
therefore the Bible has many teachings.
告诉我们说我们要天天这样做。
That's why the Bible said you have to do this every day.
你知道吗?
Do you know?
很多神的儿女活着都是为着 crisis, 危机。
Many Christians live for crisis.
有个危机来了, 那么兴奋一下。
So when the crisis came, then you will respond and be excited once.
危机不是我们正常的生活。
Crisis is not our normal life.
我们正常的生活是天天活。
Our normal life is our daily living.
如果你不注意你天天的生活, 这个危机来到, 你不一定能过去啊。
If you do not pay attention to your daily living, when crisis came and you cannot overcome it.
所以圣经告诉我们要天天。
So the Bible teaches us that we need to do this every day.
祷告啊,
praying,
天天的祷告啊,
praying every day.
但以理一天三次祷告,
Daniel prayed three times a day.
提撒罗尼迦前书第五章告诉我们，我们说要不住的祷告。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us that we should pray unceasingly.
我们需要常常祷告，不会死。
We need to pray unceasingly.
连我们的主在地上的时候,
even when the Lord was on this earth,
他都是祷告,
he prayed all the time.
赞美,
and praise.
诗篇119篇164节, 七次赞美, 一天七次。
In chapter 119 of Psalms, it tells us that we praise God seven times a day.
帖撒罗迦前书第五章说, 要凡事谢恩。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 also tells us that give thanks at all times.
赞美, 我们要常常赞美主。
And we need to praise him all the time.
读经呢?
Whatever reading the Bible. We need to pick up the manna every day.
如果你睡得晚了，太阳出来了，这个玛纳就融掉了。
If you slept in and the sun came out, the manna will melt away. And that day you will be hungry.
所以我们读经也必须要天天啊。
Therefore, we need to read the Bible every day.
彼此勉励也要天天勉励咯。
Oh, encouraging each other also need to be done every day.
希伯来3章第13节。
Hebrews 3:13 says,
背十字架要天天背哦。
Bearing the cross, also a daily event.
路加9章23节。
Luke 9:23.
保罗说我天天死。
Paul said, I die every day.
哥林多前书15章31节。
1 Corinthians 15:31. Therefore, you can discover in the Bible, it says everywhere that every day, every day.
所以这个操练呢，是要常常操练。So
we need to exercise all the time.
不断地操练。Continuously
exercising.
这个操练还不是一天三次七次啊。
It's not about 3 times or 7 times a day.
因为圣灵随时随地都在那里带领我们。
Because the Holy Spirit leads us in every day and every matter.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank God.
你看主的心是何等切啊。
可能的。
His heart is so earnest.
Oh, his heart is so earnest.
我们的。
What about us?
马马虎虎。
Wishy-washy, yeah.
所以你就看见说操练第三点需要殷勤。
We need to be earnest in exercising.
圣经里常常用 diligent, 你要殷勤。
The Bible always uses the word diligent.
比方说彼得后书第一章里他说你要殷勤，有了这个又要加上那一个。
2 Peter chapter 1 always says you have to be you have earnest, and then you have to add in this and that.
我们这样，我们才能丰丰富富地进到神的国里去。
And that way, we can richly enter the kingdom of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天早晨就与你们交通这些东西。
So this morning, brothers and sisters, I want to share this with brothers and sisters.
我想这是ABC了。
I think this must be ABC.
盼望你不要轻看了。
But you should not be spies on them.
因为没有 ABC 就没有 XYZ 了。
If you don't like ABC, you don't have XYZ.
是不是呢？
Isn't that so?
所以盼望弟兄姊妹把这些话带到主面前。
So I trust that brother and sister will bring these words before the Lord.
有一个底子在哪里？
There's this foundation.
那么主若愿意的话，
If the Lord willing,
明天早晨，
Tomorrow morning,
下个礼拜六和礼拜天,
and next Saturday and Sunday,
还有3次,
we still have 3 sessions.
主若愿意的话, 我们要看操练良心,
so if the Lord willing, we will see how to exercise our conscience,
操练直觉,
exercise our intuition,
操练敬拜,
and exercise our worship.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
多多地祷告,
let's pray earnestly. Let's pray together.
主，我们在你跟前满心的感谢你。
Lord, before you, we want to thank you.
因为你把这样的恩典给了我们。
You have given us such grace.
你要我们不要继续做小孩子。
You don't want us to be childlike.
你要我们长大。
You want us to grow up.
主，对着你这样大的爱， 我们还有什么可以担心的呢？
With this such love of you, what can we worry about?
我们再说，主，我们把自己献上给你。Lord,
we say again, we want to offer ourselves to you.
让你能够做工在我们身上。So
that you can work the work in us.
做到一个地步。Until
such a stage.
你能够心满意足。That
you will be satisfied.
为你早上你向我们所说的话，我们满心感谢你。
for the words that you have spoken to us this morning, we want to give you thanks.
我们不但耳朵听见,
not only we hear with our ears,
主也真的把这个做工做在我们每个人身的里头,
Lord, I pray that you will work this in our hearts.
听我们的呼求,
hear our prayer.
祷告靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.